coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Monday, October 3rd, 2022. We have the globalists at least identified and hopefully soon on the run. And I mean that with every fiber of my being, because I'm not going to go quietly. You know, there was a recent headline. It's not something that you don't already know. We've talked about this. We talked about this last week. Why it's a headline right now, you know what? I don't know. But one of the headlines that's making the rounds is how Fauci hoarded millions during the COVID scamdemic, okay? Scamdemic. It's a scam. How he hoarded millions, okay? Now, this book, we know that this whole thing is a part of the globalist agenda. All right. There are certain things we know. We know what we know. We know, or we suspect certain things. Obviously, I believe the totality of evidence, and I want everyone, I know that we're covering old ground just briefly, but I want people to really think about this. Okay. When you look at the totality of evidence, the pieces of evidence about the patents for the vaccines, as they call them, for SARS-CoV-2, the coronavirus vaccines, when you look at the Fauci history through the lens of RFK Jr.'s book, when you look at all of this, when you look at the fact that there was so much hand-wringing over the possibility that, hey, this, we could be discovered, we meaning the science, remember, follow the science, and you've got a bunch of absolute rum-dums, okay, following the science and thinking Fauci's all that, when he's not all that. Oh, he's all that, but not all what you think that is. The retirement. Now, this is at town hall. I just want to touch on this because I am so sick and tired of our birthright being sold out. I'm so sick and tired of this crap with COVID. If I see it, really, I'm to the point where, by the way, people won't even come up to me and tell me to wear a mask, even in a medical facility, because I just, you know what? They could tell I am not well, okay? I'm not a happy camper, all right? You know, whatever makes you feel good, right? I mean, I don't know. But Fauci, how he hoarded millions during the COVID pandemic. Scamdemic. Now, let me tell you something, okay? The how is just important as the fact that he did. And think about that. There's a difference there. Okay, how he did this versus the fact that he did this. All right, so this article in Town Hall, Matt Vespa, good author, obviously saying that Fauci's retirement can't come soon enough. This panic-addled doctor who delivered these doomsday predictions that never came true about COVID is set to turn in his papers and come December. Good. But in a sense, good. I want this man charged, put through a trial, and the necessary punishment given. The reason I bring this up now is because I am tired. I'm more than tired. I'm pissed off at seeing friends pass away, die from being infected with a man-made bioweapon. I will say this: if I had any family member, close family member, I would be going after Fauci personally and legally. I would be going after others personally and legally. Well, I'd be going after them. But the article that I mentioned last week during Steve's show, hey, Fauci's net worth grew by $5 million during the scandemic as thousands of us struggled financially. This puke made money, and some might say, well, you know, that's his job to do. Okay, no. All right. When you understand how this money was made, you'll understand, obviously, why they're saying they're pushing the shots and they're pushing this and that. And you got this, okay? I mean, you understand this. One upsetting paragraph here. Dr. Fauci recently admitted that making young children's educational scores crater due to the lockdowns were justified. Okay. Even though that demographic was best suited to either evade infection or to outright survive the disease. They create the friggin' bioweapon. They create the injecticide. They force it upon the population. They put people through hell over the course of 2+ years. They've run by the same playbook with the governors. They've given the same playbook to the governors. Newsom out there is actually doubling down on a number of things with respect to even this scandemic. And the fact that you still can do this is troublesome. But the fact of the matter is, okay, this is one guy. You talk about the Great Reset. I don't know if this guy is, if Schwab and Gates and others have their hands so far up this guy's backside, okay, that they're actually moving his lips. I don't know. I don't know. It could be. They could be elbow deep into Fauci. And I know that's I'm sure they are making his lips move. But I'll tell you what, if we are as a country to move on, we need to have accountability. Let me tell you this as well. Aaron Brickman on last week, very sobering analysis of what's going on in the markets. Very sobering. Bottom line, expect a couple of days going up in the Dow, you know, maybe to 30, 32, maybe 32, who knows? And then a downslide that would rival 29, the 1929 stock market crash. Potentially down to, you know, the lower teens, maybe 12, maybe 11, 10,000 value on the Dow over the course of between now and the Friday before the midterms. I can see this happening. I'm going to lay this out for you just very briefly. I can see this happening. So imagine this. These mopes, these communists, who have the D after their name, and some of the R's, it's a uniparty. They're acting like they're not going to lose, right? Yeah, we're not going to lose. And maybe they're not. Maybe they know stuff that we don't know. But when you look at the markets, and I'm not a markets guy, okay? Trust me, I'm not a markets guy. I just don't know. But I'm a common sense guy. I'm an evidence guy. And if what Aaron Brickman says could very well happen. Let me paint this scenario very quickly out for you. If you take the 2022 chart, overlay it with the 1929 chart, there are very numerous similarities. Okay, now, let's extend that, shall we? To the last trading day before the midterms, and all of a sudden you've got a 29 style crash. The midterms are on Tuesday, November 8th. Monday, November 7th, the markets open up and say, okay, we're not going to open up. or something similar. The banks, because we have a constitution, we have an emergency here, a financial emergency. Think 2008 on steroids. So we can't really open the banks. Dow, we've got to shut trading down to stop the spread, slow the curve, right? Or whatever the reason. What do you think that would do to the midterms? Well, we'd have to, maybe because of the constitutional crisis here that we're having with the economy, maybe we have to postpone the midterms. Have you thought about that possibility? Because everyone's banking on the midterms. We're going to get them in the midterms. There's going to be a red wave in the midterms. What, using the same friggin' machines? The same counters? Going by the same playbook that we went by in 2020? You think we're going to win? You're talking about hopium. What kind of crap is that? Yeah, okay, I'm going to take my ballot and use that Sharpie and fill it out and give it to the machine that counts, just like 2020. And things are magically going to work in our favor. Do you really believe that? My problem. We're what, 30 plus 40 days away from the midterms? 40 some days away from the midterms? Why haven't we gone in there, busted up the friggin' machines with baseball bats, and turned to the person bitching about us busting the machines up with baseball bats and saying, "You're next. I got to finish my job. This is not busted up far enough." One ballot, voter ID, one number two pencil. You vote, you hand your ballot in or put it in the box. You got real people to count. You got people to watch the people count. You got people to watch the people who are watching the people count. No pizza boxes on windows. And if anyone interferes with that, okay, you take that same baseball bat, And you take care of business with those goomers. It's not that hard. Get back to basics. I'm all over the map here, but there's a lot of stuff going on. That's my view. Okay, enough of this crap. Enough of this. Enough. When are we going to say enough? Well, this is a hill I'm ready to die on. Really? Is this hill number 572,627? What hill are you really willing to die on? There's so much talk. You know, I get in my vehicle. I run errands. I go to appointments. I'm listening to people talk, and they talk, and they talk, and they talk, you know, and I'm so sick of talk. What are we going to do? Just like Brazil. They had an election. Oh, it's too close to call. It's going to be a runoff between the communist and the Brazil first person. I'm simplifying things, right? You think that's not going to happen here? This is a third world country. And you think that vegetable that sits behind... Well, you know what? I don't even know where he sits. Okay, that vegetable that's in the White House and the vegetable handler who should be charged with elder abuse, do you think he's running anything? He doesn't even know what friggin' day it is. And people are walking around like this is normal. And the mainstream media is not saying diddly crap about anything. Oh, everything is fine. Yeah, everything's fine. It's if you would have told me where we're at 10 years ago, where we're at today, I would have just laughed and said, no, because the American people are better than that. And you know, the other thing, too, is the people in Europe that are going to be freezing to death this winter are looking at not the leadership of America, but the American people as responsible for their ills and what's happening. And you know what? They're not wrong. because we allow these morons to be in there. Meanwhile, okay, and the Nord Stream pipelines, okay, come on. Seriously? You really believe that Russia blew up the... I don't care if you hate Russia, if you like Russia. Go where the evidence leads. Who benefits from this? You think Russia benefits? Again, my head's about to explode. I'm not in a good mood. Can you tell? Eric the Tech, can you tell I'm not in a good mood?
You must have messed something up today.
Yeah, that's a different story. never mind. But here's the thing. You know, the thing. I got hairy legs. Seriously. And people bitch about Trump. And I mean this. And I'm not excusing my language. I'm just unloading. And people complain about President Trump being the fascist. Okay. Look, you didn't tune in to hear me complain, but the fact is, too, there's so many things going on. The red flag laws in Virginia, think about what's going on there. Gun Owners of America is saying, look, you know, there are 300 and some odd cases of confiscations by lawful individuals based on gun flag, red flag laws for gun confiscation. It's gun confiscation by any other name. You got that going on. You've got the assaults on the Second and First Amendment by legislation. You've got people talking about flooding the Supreme Court. You got people making plans, and it's just rather disheartening to see people walking around, you know, that don't even know what continent they're on. Literally, don't even know what continent they're on. If you follow Mark Dice, so we have John yet. All right, John's MIA. John Moore's MIA. Did you send a link or anything? All right. That's fine. I want to turn your attention to this because sometimes people say, well, you know, Steve says a lot of things and I don't know if it's true or not. It's interesting. This is pretty interesting. I sent you this. Putin mobilizes Poseidon nuclear submarine capable of drowning cities in radioactive tsunamis. Okay, now, look, I don't stay awake at night worrying about this. Okay, I just don't. But when I see that NATO has warned that Russian President Putin has mobilized this terrifying Poseidon nuclear submarine, which is capable of drowning entire cities in radioactive tsunamis. Yeah. I kind of look at this and say, okay, what's this about? An intelligence note sent to NATO countries warned that the K-329 nuclear submarine has been deployed, and on board is the underwater drone Poseidon. As if we don't have enough to worry about, all right? We don't have enough to worry about. We got to worry about this. Oh, we don't have to worry about it. We just have to be aware of it. So here's a sub that could drench, that could take out New York or any coastal city with their payload with radioactive tsunamis. Oh, okay. So this 604-foot long sub is said to be submerged in the Arctic waters and is suspected of involvement in, this is good. And is suspected must be the same NATO writer, involved in sabotaging the Nord Stream gas pipelines. Yeah, okay. All right. It makes sense. But does that discredit the entire article? No, because the article is just mouthing what the globalists are saying. So, okay. Is it there? Look, I don't know. How in the heck do I know if it's there or if it has this capability? They say it does. But again, you know, I'm just telling you. There it is. All right. So a couple of things too. This energy crisis, Europe told to prepare for long cold winter ahead. You think that's going to be limited to Europe? And do you think, and how do you think the people of Europe are going to respond? I'm just asking. The European Union, which, go figure, okay, they're mandating controls on supply during peak hours. Okay, this is all by design, and you know this. You know this. You know that you know all of this. This is all by design. This is all planned. And the only question is, there's 7 billion plus of us, right? And how many of these morons, these mopes, these rubes walking around, how many of them, certainly not that many, and who in the hell elected them to do what they're doing right now? So here's what I see wrapping up, just so you know, kind of wrapping everything together. You had this scamdemic, bioweapons that were in production for a long time. Oh, and here's an even better piece of news in case you missed this. Hang on. I want to get this right, because NIH just granted more money to do additional coronavirus research on bats. In other words, gain of function research on bats. What could possibly go wrong? Didn't learn the first time. Now we're, you know, it's the second time. Again, where is all of this coming from? All right. So there's that as well. But do you think that people are just going to lay back and take this? I don't think so. So the question now arises, is chaos their ultimate goal? Is that what they want to do? And you have to ask yourself, because once this blows, and I've got to tell you, it's going to blow. It's going to go. There are people out there who are going to say, you know what? This is enough. And especially with the market, if the market goes, do you think that the person who lost everything, the pension, their pension, their 401k, are going to be just laid back and okay, no problem? Well, things happen. No, it is going to be a bloodbath, which is why we ask you to prepare, because you need to prepare. I am just saying. One more thing too. This is something that is all part of this. You watch the January 6th show, the J6 committee, which is not a valid committee. I don't care what people say. It's not a valid committee. It's not set up properly constitutionally. And you're seeing from that marching orders given to the Department of Justice, the weaponization of the DOJ and the weaponization of the FBI. You're seeing all of that. Right. And we're finding little things out here and there. For example, this from Jack Posobiec earlier today. This is how in your face this is. And I don't understand why this is not like on every single news. Anyone who's got a microphone isn't talking about stuff like this. An advisor to a Burisma-linked DC firm, Burisma, Hunter Biden, Burisma, Hunter, Joe, Jim, and family, Biden crime family. So, an advisor to a Burisma-linked DC firm is now a senior staffer for guess what? For the January 6th committee. How much more in your face can this possibly get? the conflict of interest is beyond anything I could possibly describe. Yet we take it. And maybe that's, you know, again, what hill? When? How many more hills do we have to be presented with? And then we've got, and by the way, I have not forgotten, and I've been praying for the people in Florida, and I hope you do too. That was not to me. And let me ask your opinion on this. And again, Steve and I spoke about this last week. With all the weather modification patents and experiments going back into the 40s, my question to you is it beyond, is it inconceivable that that hurricane could have been manipulated against Florida and specifically against that area of Florida? Look, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know if it was or wasn't, but is it conceivable? Is it even possible? Well, when you look at the patents, when you look at the various experimentation, absolutely. So I would urge everyone to go to geoengineeringwatch.com and take a look at the videos that Dane Wigington has. And then you can answer for yourself based on the knowledge presented. And he's got all of that information there. He's got all of it. He's got the patents. He's got, I mean, everything there. And he recently did a interview with Mike Adams where he said, sure, this was manipulated. And you know, again, here we are. In 2022, people can look at the skies and say, yeah, that's normal. What's normal about the skies that with respect to the, not contrails, but the dimming of the skies by way of chemtrails, by way of heavy metal cloud or heavy metal, dimming of the skies using heavy metals and other poisons. And heck, how far out is that? If admittedly Bill Gates can genetically modify mosquitoes to be carriers of the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. That's happening. Or whatever payload those mosquitoes might have. Just asking again. But the whole situation right now, I believe, and I believe this is a bigger situation because I'm looking for something to happen because people are waking up and people are saying enough is enough. Yet the left, the communist infiltration, the infiltrators into our government, the Pelosi's and all of the usual suspects are walking around like, you know what, we're going to retain power. So if they're acting that way, is that an act or is that a foreknowledge? And if that's a foreknowledge, is it merely because that we haven't demanded that the machines be taken out? Or is it something worse? And if it's something worse, what is that something worse? Are you following me? Well, there we go. Dane Wigington controlling Hurricane Ian on the 29th. Go ahead, Eric. Go ahead with that.
I was just saying this was posted a few days ago.
Okay. All right. If you go to geoengineeringwatch.com or .org, I'm sorry, geoengineeringwatch.org, my bad. There's a headline, Controlling Hurricane Ian with a question mark. He raises some good points. Was the course and strength of Hurricane Ian just a random act of nature, or is there much more to the story? Thank you. Check out that 3-minute report and watch the video. By the way, I did. And this again was also, if not this, then there, if this was not part of the Mike Adams interview with Dan Wigington, watch that as well. Thank you very much for that. So, you know, hey, by the way, we make plans, excuse me, and we, you know, we make plans, and sometimes plans don't come together, as far as our guest John Moore admit. John Moore, and we hope he's okay. That there's no problem there. So, but what I'm looking at, though, again, getting back to the bigger picture, is what would that something bigger be? And the only thing I can relate that to would be simply the economy, and not just the American economy, but the global economy. Remember the people who have followed this broadcast for a long time. Remember us talking about the fragility of Deutsche Bank? Well, I think they ran out of Bondo. Yeah, I guess you have to be old enough to remember Bondo. That's when cars were made of metal, but anyway, not plastic. I guess they ran out of Bondo, so now some of the cracks are showing there. This will be a global crash. And go back and please listen to, if you haven't done so already, listen to Aaron Brickman again, talking about the difference between a crash, talking about what a crash would look like and what it is. But this is going to affect the globe. And how is that even possible? Because as you go back through the years, and I've gone back through, as he has talked about, I've gone back through the 29 crash especially, but the 87 crash, the 2008 crash, and there are certain similarities, but this really has the greatest similarity as 29. In 29, believe it or not, and you can go back to 1857, there was some level of global ties, but really 29 had some global ties, but this year in particular has a lot of global ties. So here's what I'm looking for personally, and I would advise you to look for the same thing. After a couple of day rally here over the next couple of days, this is what I think could very well happen. Again, just to be clear, the stock market opened up today at 29. I think it gained upon its open gain like $350 some. So I can see this, the Dow increasing today, maybe a little bit tomorrow too, closing somewhere over 30,000. But between now and the end of the month, the last trading day, I'll just put it this way, the last trading day before the midterms, having lost 50 to 60% of its value. And you may say, well, that's just crazy, because you wouldn't want to live in that kind of a environment after that, because that affects everything. Well, could that be the magic wand that they have against or with respect to the midterms? Could that be the reason that they're walking around like, hey, you know what? We're not worried. I'm telling you right now, I think the problems are going to be economic in nature. And not only economic, because we do have that war footing. You got Blinken saying, well, what a tremendous, by the way, did you hear this? Blinken, the Secretary of State, about the sabotage of Nord Stream 1 and 2, making sure he said that, hey, Nord Stream 2 wasn't operational. And Nord Stream 1 was shut off because of the sanctions. But it offers such a tremendous opportunity. Did you hear him say that? I'm not going to play the clip. A tremendous opportunity. For who? For the people who need energy in Europe that are going to freeze to death this winter? Again, who's running these things? And then, of course, you have, again, the infiltration that we've already seen in America. You have case after case after case. Let me bring it kind of down to the local or county level. You get case after case, these Soros-backed district attorneys. There was one case, the Soros-backed candidate for Maricopa County district attorney applies that Sanders should be criminally charged for Martha's Vineyard move. Okay. First of all, shut up. Second of all, it's none of your friggin' business. Well, I suppose if you squint and tilt your head, it could be. But the fact of the matter is, apparently that's their job. Meaning that's the globalist Soros people. That's their job. They get to traffic the humans and tell them where to go. DeSantis can't. Abbott can't. None of these governors can. It's up to them. I'm glad that it got the press it got. I think it shows the left or the communists for what they are. But my question to you is, does it matter? Again, are we going to go back in on November 8th? And are we going to just vote on the same machines, accept the same results by the same people, holding the same cardboard, putting up over the windows? Or are we going to go in there and refuse? Remember the Battle of Athens, 1946. Guys coming back from World War II, they didn't put up with any of that crap. They went down to the armory. They opened up the boxes. They got the weapons out. They went back to the courthouse and said, "Now, we're going to do this right." 2 days. 2 days it was. They had to go for 2 days. But you know what? They fixed the corruption in McMinn County, Tennessee. Why? Because they didn't sit around and talk about it. 1946, they weren't on AOL or CompuServe in 1946. I'm kidding, of course, but you get the idea, right? They didn't have their podcast and say, we need to do something about this. They didn't sponsor a rally. Nothing against rallies. I mean, okay, that's fine. No. They went and they took care of business. It's what we should have done. It's what we still can do, is take care of business. And the question is, of course, is that what the left, the communists, because people argue this, is that what the communists want? Well, who gives a damn what the communists want? We take care of business. We make things right. And Bill Gates, I brought this up before. I want to bring this up again because I'm talking in this fashion. Bill Gates is sounding the alarm on political polarization in the U.S. Oh, you think it's polarized? I wonder who's responsible for that. Political polarization may bring it all to an end. We're going to have a hung election and a civil war. That's Bill Gates. you know, the guy with the magic eight ball. Actually, it wouldn't be a magic eight ball. It would be a crystal ball because he knows it. I had a conversation with somebody today. and this is true. We were talking about the market. And I'm looking into the possibilities of a crash coming and what that would look like and so on. And we were just kind of talking as if we were having coffee. And he said, you know what? Let me ask you a question. Who in the market, who's involved in the stock market, who buys low and sells high? And I thought for a moment, and my answer to him was Pelosi. And he said, no, he laughed. He said, no, I mean, but you got the right idea. He said, liars, generally speaking. Where was I going with that? Bill Gates. Yeah, thanks, Eric the Tech. But you know, I mean, you look at the inside trades too about the economy. It's about the economy. You look at the inside trading that's going on, and it's in front of our faces. They don't care if we know, and they know we know, and we know they know that we know, but they still do it anyway. All of these inside trades. Why? Because they can. Why can they? Because we let them. Why are we letting them do this? There's more of us than there are of them. Why are we letting off Fauci and Collins and people like Daszak? And why are we allowing the FBI to come in? Oh, and the other thing, did you hear about this? Communist China. If you haven't heard about this, this is important. Communist China opening up service stations, in quote, air quotes, great air quotes, service stations, which are police stations in Canada, three in Toronto, and one in the United States, in New York. You heard what I just said. The Communist Chinese Party are opening up police stations in three in Toronto and one in New York City. Now, ostensibly, this is to make sure that... Well, the reason that they gave is it really doesn't matter because it's BS. But the fact is that we have allowed them, the Communist Chinese Party, to come on our soil, open up the equivalent of a police station servicing the Communist Chinese. Are we insane? I just say this, and I want to be careful of how I say this, but if that was in my neighborhood, I don't think it would probably be a wise decision for State Farm or any other insurance carrier to insure that building. Just saying. How is that even possible? How is that even constitutionally correct? Because we don't have a constitution. Did you hear about that, Eric the Tech? I mean, can you believe that? You can check this out. You can check this out. Communist China. Three police stations. Okay. And it blows my mind to see this happen and people thinking it's normal. It's not normal. None of this is normal. None of it. And we should stop acting like it is. Before I go any further, I want to thank you for your support. We had a great Patreon meeting last night. God bless each and every one of you that attended. I mean, I really had a good time until I was like wiped out, man. I couldn't go any further. But thank you for participating and for supporting this broadcast. Because, look, we are in a fight to stay on the air. Just like Alex and everyone else, we're fighting to stay on the air. Because there are people that want us shut up. Believe me, I'm telling you right now, I'm not going to get into the behind-the-scenes stuff, but there are people trying to shut us down as a platform. Every single week, there is something else I'm looking at. And I'm thinking, okay, man, that could possibly, you know, I mean, hey, they're trying. But they're not going to. They're going to have to kill me first. But I digress. I want to thank the supporters. I want to thank the people who support this broadcast, including and especially hand-selected corporate sponsors. And I don't look, if I don't use the product, or if I don't personally use and believe in the product, then I don't talk about. I don't allow them to. No, they're not sponsors. But my good friends at lightstream.com/Hagman, I'll tell you what, I am thankful that they're around. They've helped so many people in my family reassign their debt load from high interest credit cards to one lower fixed monthly payment. And my family members have been able to use that extra income to pay down other debt or to purchase preps. And they're much further ahead. So while you still can, I would urge you to go to lightstream.com/Hagman and do this. Because the hidden cost about carrying a balance on your credit card, especially if you've got a high APR, I mean, that accumulates interest, man. And I'll tell you what, it's using up your available credit. And it's just not doing anything good for you. So if interest rates are making it hard to make a dent in your credit card debt, it's time to rethink your options. So let me point you directly to Lightstream, my friends at Lightstream. A credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream can help you pay off your credit cards and lock in a low fixed interest rate. Rates start at 5.73% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate's fixed. It's not going to go up over the life of the loan. And from $5,000 to $100,000, that's what you can get in terms of a loan. And there are no fees on that either. And you can even get your money as soon as the same day you apply. Now, Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. So here's what you need to do. Just for you, my listeners and viewers, apply now to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Hagman. That's LIGHTSTREAM, lightstream.com/Hagman, 2 N's on Hagman. Now, subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/Hagman. For more information, you're going to be glad you did. You're going to be thanking me later because, you know, as we talk about the economy, okay, the Fed emergency meeting today, rates, oh, what are we going to do? Quantity of these? Look, go to lightstream.com, especially, and get control of your consumer debt. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate them. I really do. And they've helped a lot of people, from my wife's niece to good friends of mine to just a number of other people. All right. One thing to expect, and this is going to widen even more, and I'm going to have more on this as the week unfolds, the weaponization of the FBI. Now, you might think, okay, I've heard all about this. A couple of rabbit holes I've gone down over the last couple of days, and I've realized that, wait a second, we haven't seen anything yet. We have not seen anything yet. In addition to, by the way, this all relates together here. You know that in this massive funding bill passed by Congress now, the NICS system that when you go to purchase a firearm, background check is conducted through NICS, okay? And what NICS is doing, again, this is all connected here. What is now required to have to be done is if you are declined or delayed or declined in the purchase of that firearm, then that information must be sent to the local law enforcement in your area. Okay, now there's a number of things that are concerning about that. And I'm sure you, as listeners and viewers, can understand why that would be concerning. Why now? Why do it? Why would you do something like that? Notify, for example, that Joe Smith was turned down delayed. The application was delayed because of some problem. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's something. In your community, your local law enforcement would be notified of this. Folks, look, they will disarm us, whoever is left of us. Just like I mentioned about the Gun Owners of America, the red flag laws, okay? All of these little things at the periphery of our First and Second Amendments, they're just kind of like the old Pac-Man game, you know, the little things that kind of eat around the edges of our Constitution. But this is happening now. This is happening. So there's that. But the weaponization, and here's the bigger issue here. The O-Biden weaponization, the globalist O-Biden weaponization of the Department of Justice, the FBI, is just getting warmed up. Believe me, it's just getting warmed up. I've looked at some DHS or some memos that include DHS, but people who, as you know, mothers who go to school board meetings and complain about CRT or complain about whatever the case might be, labeled as domestic violent extremists. Okay, they're going to be expanding the domestic violent extremist lot. Okay, so it'll be much easier for the average person to be identified as a DVE or domestic violent extremist in the days ahead. And this is something I'm going to get into because I want to show you exhibits. I don't want to just talk about it. I want to show you what I'm referring to and how that's going to play out as we get closer to, because we've allowed this to happen, a Chinese style social credit score. If you're an individual, that's, you know, one thing. If you're a corporation, that's, you know, the ESG format. Okay, this is coming. So I do want to get into that this week because I think that is extremely important. That's left unchecked and unfettered. You can have all the smoke and mirrors in Congress you want, but I'm telling you right now, they don't care. Just like we see, you know, God bless him. God bless Rand Paul coming in there and lighting Fauci up. Makes for good TV, doesn't it? When will he get his comeuppance? Oh, after the midterms. That's right, the midterms. I promise you, we're going to have a special committee after the midterms. Okay. How do you think that's going to go? First of all, how do you think the midterms are going to go? And then how do you think that's going to go after the midterms? Just asking. All right. And then, one other thing too. This is part of what I'm saying too about the domestic violent extremists. Okay, when you look at J6, the January 6th committee, and you look at the things that have gone on, especially with the people still in jail. We still have political prisoners. But the additional arrests that are coming and the seizures that have been made, all of this is working together. Eric the Tech, what's my... how much time do I have? Gotcha. All right. Thank you. John's still MIA, right? All right. John. John. You don't love me anymore. All right. Get this. Because, again, this is something that, people have to understand. I really believe that people should know that is part of this weaponization, and it's in-your-face weaponization of the FBI, the Department of Justice. There will be people who will have been made examples of. For example, Mike Lindell. Did you know, and maybe you've seen this, but the search warrant used to get Mike Lindell's cell phone is under dispute. The Department of Justice will not concede filed copy is true and correct. Now, okay, look, I've never been a commissioned police officer. I've done my fair share of consultations. I've been involved with police departments, federal and state, okay, in various capacities. But one thing I do know is when you have a search warrant, that thing better be, I mean, up to snuff, if you know what I mean. Good snuff. I remember a case, and I'll just share this with you. A case where I was assisting an FBI agent. We were talking about the search warrant. And, okay, we were looking for a particular item. I really don't want to get into the particulars of the case, but we were looking for a particular series of items, actually. It was more than one. And so he wrote up this search warrant, because it has to be taken to a judge to have the judge sign off. And then you have to take it with you and serve it upon the person that you are investigating. So I knew doggone well, 100%, that this person had what we were looking for. Here's the mistake that we made. You ready for this? Can you believe it? Eric, I can't believe we actually made a mistake. I mean, I made a mistake. But anyway, here's what we did. You have to state where you are searching. First of all, what you're searching for and the reason why you think this person has it. But bottom line, what you're searching for. Where you need to, want to search, and why. So we filled this out. It was for his house, outbuildings, including his garage. We got there, handed him the search warrant. And I knew something was wrong because this was the culmination of an investigation. I knew something was wrong when he said, hey, have at it. Go ahead. You want to start with my house first or you want to go with my garage? You know, it was sitting in front of his garage, don't you? Eric the Tech, what was sitting in front of his garage? What do you think? What's sitting in front of your garage? That's right. His car. Guess what wasn't on the search warrant? Eric the Tech, his car. Guess where the items that we were looking for were? That's right, his car. And he waved bye-bye as he drove away scot-free. More coming about what's really taking place in a big way as the week progresses. Thanks so much for your patience. John, I miss you. I don't know what happened. God bless you. God bless America. Hit your knees tonight and pray for all of us. Good night.